Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about South Africa's beef industry because this is a space where we got really some excellent news this past week, which was that Saudi Arabia is now ready to start importing South African meat, as some of the bans that have existed for some time have been lifted or ended. Everything now is in place for South Africa to be able to export meat on that. There were even citations of organizations such as the Karan Beef, which were saying they can be sending some consignment of meat to Saudi Arabia in any week from now. So they were also just as equally excited about some of these news. The reason the story of Saudi Arabia being open for South African beef is so exciting, or has even got the top of the headlines in the South African agricultural media, was because of the size of that market. Because Saudi Arabia imports a year roughly $647 million of red meat, that is particularly beef. That's the beef market that they're in. So South Africa will be participating in quite a significant market in there. And we haven't been featured in the Saudi market for quite some time. The last time South Africa exported small volumes of beef to Saudi Arabia was in the early 2000s. And we're out of that market for a number of reasons related to foot and mouth disease, some regulatory work that needed to be done. So we were out of that market. But I think now we are back, and it is a significant market that we could participate in. It's segmented into two parts, as always. You have about roughly a two-thirds of it is frozen beef, and the rest is fresh or chilled beef. And South Africa can participate notably on both of these. For the period we were not in the Saudi market, of course, the countries that have been participating there or exporting to Saudi Arabia are mainly Brazil, Australia, Pakistan, the US, New Zealand, and Canada. Now, as South Africa, we will be joining those countries as some of our competitors in supplying beef to the Saudi market. What's more exciting is also that when you look beyond beef, the meat industry in Saudi Arabia is also significant. We looked at the data from our trade map, looking at the past 5 years to say on average, how much are the Saudis of importing a year on meat? In our figures, they import about $1.9 billion worth of meat a year. So South Africa can participate there for red meat. That is your karu lamb and lamb in general. And then you have also beef, which is the subject of this particular discussion that we're talking about. And South Africa has received some clearance on all of our red meat, particularly on lamb as well as on beef, to be participating in that Saudi market. This is good news, and it comes at a time where the South African beef industry needed some optimism, and it's also recovering from some of the challenges that it struggled with over the past few years. One of such challenges is this story of the higher feed prices that we have seen for some time, particularly from year 2020, as COVID hits, supply chains are disrupted. China is buying a lot of soybeans from the world market. There was drought in South America. All of those factors complicated the grain market. And you fast forward to the 2022, there's a war in the Black Sea, and all of that pushed grain prices higher. And while if you are a grain farmer, you have benefited from those favorable grain prices, if you are sitting as a red meat producer or livestock or even a poultry producer, you had to contend with these higher feed prices. Now, after that period of higher feed prices, we're starting to see maize prices, soybean prices softening. And this means that the operating environment is slowly becoming better for the farmers in the red meat industry and in the poultry space. So as the story of the exports opening up of Saudi Arabia drops, it comes at the same time when we have also some of these developments. The second one is that we struggled with animal diseases in South Africa. We have what we call a foot and mouth disease, which for the first time in six of our nine provinces, we were reporting it in 2022, and this was devastating, and it meant that export markets had to be blocked in various countries, and auction and movement of cattle around the country had to be temporarily stopped for a period. All of these were not good for the financial conditions of the farmer. So we are now, we have come out of that period, of course, not completely eradicated the foot and mouth disease. This is something that the South African government and the South African private sector have to work on continuously improving conditions on. But we are now in better environment where the diseases, we're getting a slowly a handle of it. The grain prices have also softened somewhat, and all of this is a good prospect. And for South Africa in specific, also the other advantage we have is that even though we are in an El Nino year, which typically is brings drought, we've been having excellent rainfall across the country. The grazing felt are also green and lush, which is good for the feed side of the red meat industry. So the exports widening come at the right time. Even though we struggled with foot and mouth disease, though, our exports over the past few years did not collapse. We exported around about 28,000 tons of beef in 2022, for example, down by roughly 12% from the previous year. And if you were to look at that beef and say, "Oh, okay, what was there?" About fresh beef was about 54% of that exports, and the balance was frozen beef. So we were doing significantly better as South Africa on that. Now the idea is to say, going forward, then can we increase the volume of that we'll be able to put to export markets and participate more strongly within Saudi Arabia, joining that line of some of the key exporters to Saudi Arabia like Brazil, Australia, Pakistan, the US, New Zealand, and Canada. But I think overall, the story of the beef industry is really a credit to the private sector and the strong collaboration with government, which have gone to Saudi Arabia, engaged with the Saudi authorities, and ensured that that market is open for the South African beef industry. I talked earlier about Karan Beef, which was cited in the media, also saying, "Look, we are looking forward in participating in these export markets." Those are one of the organizations that have worked to ensure that we get in there, and many other role players, the Beef Masters and the others in South Africa, which are also our members, of course, then at the Agricultural Business Chamber, that may be participating in this Saudi market. It's very important for the South African beef industry. But I think the other important part is that we should be looking into the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia as South Africa by saying, okay, beef is one part as well as a bit of lamb, but we want to participate more significantly within the Saudi market by sending exports of the other products, particularly fruit. It's one of the products that I think South Africa should be looking at sending there, and some of the grains, if they get to be needed. Those are some of the products that we should be looking at the Saudi market and saying, how do we widen our access to this market? And as we go then and looking at the Saudi market for broader agricultural products, we have to recognize that Saudi Arabia is a big agricultural market. The country imports roughly agricultural products worth of about $20 billion a year. So South Africa should have a bit of a slice in there. As South Africa, we export agricultural products worth of about $12.8 billion, if I'm were to use the 2012 figures. So yes, we are strong and having large volumes, but Saudi Arabia imports much more. And if you were to dissect that $20 billion of agricultural product that Saudi Arabia imports and say, what is in this basket, you will realize that some of the products that they are importing, South Africa has ability and the volumes to actually be able to service that market, which is why I think the story of the Saudi opening up to South African meat has to be more comprehensive and bring along some of the agricultural products to participate also within this relationship. So stronger linkages in agricultural trade between South Africa and Saudi Arabia is positive. But I also want to highlight the point that when we talk about Saudi Arabia and getting excited about it, it does not necessarily mean the traditional markets for South Africa, like the EU, the African continent, Asia, Americas, amongst others, should be neglected. These should not be neglected. Saudi Arabia is joining a long list of some of the markets that have supported South Africa for some time. And the South African authorities and the private sector have to continuously engage some of our traditional or long-standing markets that like the EU, the African continent, and Asia, to make sure that we maintain the relationship with those countries. Because if you think about that $12.8 billion of agricultural exports that as South Africa we had in 2012, you realize that roughly close to 40% is in Africa, and then you have another significant share of around about 25% or so going to the EU, and then you have Asia being another big market, and I should mention also the UK, because that's one of the big single markets that we have. So we have to maintain strong relationship with those markets as much as we are opening up the new markets. And I think on top of Saudi Arabia, or in addition to Saudi Arabia, the other markets that we should be thinking about is China. I think we need deeper trade with China as South Africa. We also need to deepen our trade with India. I'm thinking now more comprehensively within the BRICS countries, to say India, China, and Saudi Arabia are perhaps some of the key markets that we should be strengthening the relationship in terms of agricultural trade amongst the BRICS countries. But overall, the recent news of the beef exports market opening into Saudi Arabia is a positive one for South Africa's agriculture. And I thought this week we should reflect on this particular aspect, because it is that important. And with that, folks, let me stop there and thank you so very much for listening. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that I write in the blog that are in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast, or in the website of the organization that I work for, the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. You'll find some of our reports there. Thanks so much for listening.